So as you listen to the sound, allow the breath to become rather full on the inhalation and a little bit expressed in a strong way on the exhalation. Like a beautiful breeze passing through your entire being. So we breathe in really full. Let the lungs fill. And consider that you're breathing not just through the nose, not just through the mouth, but every cell is sipping light and life from the atmosphere. And when you breathe out, you can just release. Like a great ocean wave that rises and then releases itself and flows out to sea. Let the sound of the singing bowl come towards you. No need to reach out and grasp. Stay centered at the core of your being in the breath. And let the sound just come to you. If any tension arises, any constricting thoughts, just see them as moments passing. Let everything that arises naturally arise. And don't entertain it or grasp it in any way. And you will see that it will also then just fall into complete emptiness. Feel free to move your body so that it feels comfortable. Traditional practice, feet can be on the floor, the hips and the knees a little loose. If you wish to cross the ankles, typically it would be left over right, the right side of the body being the more active principle of the body, and the right more passive, and therefore it gives the more active principle to take a recess, to relax, and be supported. In our short time together, I hope to give you something practical to use. Something that, you know, in the East, we spend months, sometimes years in meditation, but it's not necessary. If you just give yourself a few moments of quiet every day, you'll see that you can draw upon the essence of that whenever it's needed to recollect yourself. So words of encouragement from Sogyal Rinpoche, who's still living and still teaching. He lives in France, but he's one of the lineage holders in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, and he's from Tibet. And he gives us these words of advice. When people begin to meditate, they often say their thoughts are running riot and have become wilder than ever before. But I reassure them and say that this is a good sign, for far from being that your thoughts have become wilder, it shows that you have become quieter and are finally aware of just how noisy your thoughts have always been. Don't be disheartened or give up. Whatever arises, just keep being present. Keep returning to the breath, even in the midst of all confusion. Keep returning to the breath. So something very practical that I tell my students, especially at the end of the semester, is without teaching them any meditation or saying anything, just take 3 deep breaths. And let's just do that together. So we breathe in and out. Breathing out and breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. One thing that great beings have meditated upon throughout the ages are the elements of the natural world. And I thought if I could give you something that perhaps would influence you in your day-to-day life to take away from here, this would be one of the things that perhaps I can give through myself to you, but the benefit of ages upon ages of study, going back to the Vedic ceremonies, the fire ceremonies, the prayer pujas, all of the sacred ceremonies, no matter what church we're in even, we see they bring in all the elements. And so, dating way back, the mystics of old have given us these practices called the elemental breaths. And as we do the practices, the breath will move in different directions in our bodies. I can send this information to you. I have these recordings, but also just remember the qualities of the elements. You already know them, but we'll highlight them here. You know them just logically and through observation. The first breath is the element of earth, and this breath is in the nose and out the nose. In the nose and out the nose. It is said that the element of earth has this aspect of spreading in a horizontal direction. If we think about it, what does the earth teach us? It teaches us how to be grounded. It teaches us how to be stable. It has a quality of determination and diligence. So feel the stability of the earth rising up to meet you, creating a kind of balance. You may even want to visualize a beautiful place in nature that offers you great comfort, great joy, a refuge. It may be someplace near your home or in your backyard. It could be a vacation spot that is a touchstone for you. Earth element can be embraced when we need determination to bring a project to completion, when we need to bring it into manifestation. Earth teaches us that. In the nose and out the nose, breath flowing. Now, like everything, the elements have an aspect that is brilliant and filled with all good qualities, but each thing also has its shadow. And if we have a tendency to be almost too tenacious or stubborn, we might be caught in the earth element. And so we move into a fluidity. We embrace movement with the water element. And this element is breathed in through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Its natural tendency is like water to flow downhill. But what is more is water teaches us this beautiful principle that when there's a huge rock or obstacle in the riverbed, it just flows around it. So when we need to be in a flow, we can embrace the water element. It's progressive, it's moving, it's graceful, it's fluid. So when we get stuck, we move to the water element, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Elements correspond to our body, of course, the armature of the body, the bones, the earth, the fluid, the lymphatic fluids, blood flowing and coursing through our veins, water. So if one is in need of some sort of curative properties from these elements within the body, these can also be invoked. They have characteristics, they have very practical application. In the nose and out the mouth. even envision again a place in nature where water's flowing, a beautiful stream, or perhaps at the ocean side. You see the earth meet the nature of water, a solidity going into fluidity. Another application. Perhaps we're engaged with another person and we find we've reached a stalemate. Without saying a word, just concentrating on this element and going to the breath can change the whole atmosphere and interaction. No need to believe me. Try it yourself. See what happens. The next element is the element of fire. We, of course, experience this in the warmth of our body, the warmth of our breath, the heat of a fire, the sun. This breath is in through the mouth and out through the nose. So like a fire, the flames rising, this breath rises through our body. So in through the mouth and out through the nose. Like earth that could become more stubborn, water can become over-emotional. It might need a little fire introduced to burn away the tears and create radiance like the clouds passing so that the sun can radiate and we feel as if we're shining a kind of warmth and radiance. Fire is very respectful. Think of the flame that rises. Reaches upwards, an act of aspiration, illumination, lighting us up, lighting the world up, in through the mouth and out through the nose. Think of it again, the earth, solid, determination, water, fluid, progressive, moving around obstacles with great ease. Fire, illuminating, perhaps initiating, or giving us a spark. We use these words even in our vernacular. So when we feel we even maybe need to make a sudden change in our thinking, fire can help us. If we feel that we're wandering through some sort of darkness when we're trying to make a plan for the future, fire can help us. It can illuminate the path in through the mouth and out through the nose. It gives us passion, warmth of character, radiance, energy. When we're tired, fire can give us energy. On retreats in remote places with snow, fire breath keeps me warm in a tent. You too, when you need to be warm. Fire also has its aspect where it can burn us, it can consume everything. This is very good. We know that fire can be used for purification, but sometimes it's too much, it's too all-consuming. We might need a little air, a little breath. And so the next element is the air element, and that breath is in through the mouth and out through the mouth. In through the mouth and out through the mouth. This very expansive state, air, space. It's said that the air element can be used to clear away when something comes at you or something has been said to you that maybe hurts you. This is the element of mind. The air element can cleanse. It's as if it sweeps that away from the storehouse of our mind, of our heart. It is said that the air element is the element of genius, of lyric, of song, of poetry. Air, creativity. When we need that, the air element. Unlike earth that perhaps is constricted and very focused, air is expansive when we need to open up to our creativity. Into through the mouth and out through the mouth. Just just feeling consciousness and mind expand. And turn to the air element for creative thought, imagination. But it can't just stay there. It needs the illumination and the passion of fire. And it needs to find its fluidity towards its flowing downward to earth. And it needs earth to manifest. All the elements are at play. And of course, air is our very breath. The breath that passes through our entire being, from the most microcosm to the macrocosm. I remember being in Catholic school and the nuns even saying, just imagine that the same breath of the historic Jesus still exists. We can breathe that in. Just imagine the great notes of Mozart, Bach, that have been played still exist. We can tune to them through the air. It sounds extraordinary and extremely mystical, but this is straight out of a nun's mouth. In through the mouth and out through the mouth. And the last breath is ether. Ether is the dissemination and the culmination, or the expansion and contraction of all the elements. It's the great space. And this breath is such a beautifully refined breath. And we return in to the nose and out through the nose, the breath flows. But if you might imagine the breath of a baby asleep that's so peaceful, so refined, or perhaps a being that inspires you, either in this life or historically, whatever tradition that might be from. But this refined breath, I like to think of a yogi in a mountain, in a cave, that's been there for a long time in a very rarefied environment. It's breathing in the most subtle way. Equipoise and stillness. Yet still breathing, alive. It's the place of beginningless time and ceaseless time. The eternal moment and the eternal now. Depths of deepest space, subtle. Can you just breathe in this way? If my words are in any way distracting, just please feel free to ignore them and just continue to focus on the breath. I'd like to give just a few words from some great masters on the subject of the elements, the five elements. This is from an Indian philosopher of the late 1800s, early 1900s. His name is Anayat Khan. He's talking about this in relationship to the condition of our mind and keeping the mind pure, which of course is so necessary, otherwise it becomes a very cluttered place to live. He says, "All that exists lives on its own element, springs from its own element, and returns to its own element. So earth to earth, water to water, fire to fire, and air to air. Purification means to make a certain object itself, nothing added, nothing foreign, and nothing foreign attached to it which does not belong to it. These two rules make one understanding. The process of mind could be nourished and purified. The mind is nourished by thoughts and impressions that are harmonious and productive of beauty and which result in satisfaction. The first thing in purifying the mind is to be able to discern the foreign element there, as all that is foreign to the body does not agree with the body, making it ill, so all that is foreign to the mind disturbs the peace of mind, and it is that which proves that it does not belong to the mind. Such things as worry, anxiety, fear, sorrow, or any sort of disturbance that takes away the tranquility of the mind, preventing it from experiencing that joy and peace for which it longs and for which alone is its satisfaction. So using the elements to purify both body and mind. And this is from the Taoist tradition. It says, in Chinese culture, people apply the five elements to everything from acupuncture, medicine, and feng shui to human interactions. They illustrate the cyclical nature of the world and our dealings with one another. They also give us a glimpse into the workings of interconnectedness. Why it is that some people benefit us and others do not. Why it is that a friend of a friend may be someone that we don't particularly like. The five elements can give us insight into various situations. And then there's an application of this that says, think about your nature. Which element best describes your primary mode of being? Are you down to earth? Do you have a fiery temperament? Are you nurturing like water? Are you tuned in to the earth element, the water element, the fire element? Think about the people who have always been good to you and match their nature to the element that is most beneficial to yours. Let the five elements help you find harmonious optimism in your relationships.